Welcome to this setup of the HomePod, which I've now had for about 7 hours since I received it this afternoon here in Australia on the 9th of February, and this is the first chance I've had to do the setup recording. So with that, let me grab the fabric cord that's attached to the HomePod itself, and it's about 2 meters long, so it's quite a good length. And I've got the two prong at the connector and plug it into power now. And I have my iPhone 8 sitting right next to me. So it's plugged in, so we'll see what happens. While it's starting up, the fabric surrounds the whole speaker. It's a cylinder. Oh my goodness, that didn't take too long to start up, did it? Let's wait and see what happens. Right, so let me just finish the last bit. So it's a fabric, so it's a cylinder. And in our measurements, it's about 7 inches high, a little bit less. It's about 6, roughly, inches in diameter. And it's got a fabric cover. I've got the white one. And at the top of it, you've got the touch surface. And on the bottom, you've got a rubber indented footing, of course, for having non-slip on a slippery surface. And that's all it is to the HomePod. And it's actually quite a hefty weight. I can't remember what it is in kilos, but it's basically about 5.1, I think, pounds. So it's quite a substantial weight. That's my phone going to sleep. So let me stop talking.
Mail. No unread email. Calendar.
And let's see what happens.
Friday, the 9th of February. 7 new... Alert.
There we go.
Stop. HomePod. Heading.
Okay, now what I just then did was I just picked up my iPhone and I just had it right next to the HomePod.
Dismiss.
Button. So let me flick him back to the left, now I'm flicking to the right.
HomePod, heading.
HomePod.
Setup, button.
Setup button.
Setup,
and that's
button.
It. Word. So what I'm going to do,
Speaking rate.
I'm just going to
55%.
Slow it down to 50%.
50%, HomePod, heading, dismiss. Button.
So I've got dismiss button.
HomePod.
Setup. Button. So I double tap on setup.
Where is the HomePod? Heading.
Where is the HomePod?
David's home.
Dining room.
Up. Continue. Button.
Or continue. So
dining room. Picker item. Adjustable.
I've got a picker item for dining room, so I'm going to flick down.
Dining room.
Oh, flick up there.
Lachlan's room.
Lounge room.
Master bedroom.
Owen's room.
Pergola.
Pergola.
Toy room. Basement.
Bathroom. Okay,
basement,
so.
Toy room
is the one that I put in there previously, so I'm going to double tap on toy room in my case.
Toy room. Picker item. Adjustable.
And let me flick to the right.
Continue. Button.
And double tap on continue.
Personal request.
We'll just go to the top of the screen.
Dismiss.
It's better.
Button.
Okay, now flick to the right.
Personal requests.
Personal requests to the heading.
Allow anyone to use this HomePod to send and read messages, add reminders, create notes and more with this iPhone when it is connected to the same Wi-Fi network.
Okay, so allow anyone to do what it just said if they're connected to this network. And because I'm the primary person using it, that's fine. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Enable personal requests.
So I'm going to enable personal requests if I flick to the right.
Not now. Button.
I've got not now.
Not now.
And that's it. So button. Flick back to the left.
Enable personal requests.
And I'm going to double tap button. On enable personal requests.
Enable alert. Use this device when sharing your location. To enable personal requests on HomePod, you have to use this iPhone DW iPhone when sharing your location.
Yeah, I know.
You are currently
it's my
using
iPhone.
David's iPhone to share location.
Okay.
Use this iPhone.
Double tap on use this iPhone.
Terms and conditions. Heading.
So terms and conditions, we all know what that's about. So I'm going to touch the bottom of the screen with four
Don't
fingers.
Button.
Flick back.
Agree.
And double
button.
Tap on agree.
Accounts and settings. Heading.
Okay, accounts and settings is the heading.
Use your iCloud account, Wi-Fi and settings on this iPhone to configure your HomePod.
Okay, you use your iCloud and Wi-Fi settings to configure the HomePod.
iCloud. David@gmail.com.
Which is correct.
Music. David@visionaustralia.org.
And that's correct for music. So my iCloud was correct. My iTunes was correct because I've used separate Apple IDs.
Transfer settings button.
Transfer settings button.
Transfer
and that's
settings.
It. So double tap.
HomePod. Heading.
That was a
voice
nice sound.
Voice over on.
Wow. Wow, voiceover on. Okay, cool. Okay, what's my iPhone doing?
Dismiss button.
Flick to the right.
HomePod. Heading in progress.
In progress.
Setting up.
Setting up.
Setting up.
Okay, setting up. I think it was pretty cool. It said voiceover enabled or on the HomePod.
Heading.
Oh, okay. HomePod is now the heading. So I flick to the right. Oh, still updating the screen. Ooh, vroom.
Hi, I'm Siri. Heading. Welcome to HomePod. You can't tell, but I'm waving.
Oh, hello.
To get my attention, say hey Siri. Let's try it. Say hey Siri, what can you do?
Hey Siri, what can you do?
I can do lots of things, like turn on the lights, give you a news update, and tell you about the weather. Now you try. Say, hey Siri, play some music.
Hey Siri, play some music.
Okay, here's a personal radio station built just for you, starting with Gregorian. Remember, anytime you have a question, just say hey Siri.
Wow, and that sound is absolutely amazing. I think you really have to be in the room with the speaker to really appreciate how well that sounds. Okay, hey Siri, stop. Now this is going to get interesting to see if she picks up what voiceover is saying on my iPhone now. So I'm going to flick to the right and try asking me. So flick to the right.
Home. Hey Siri, turn on the lights.
So she did it.
Sorry, I wasn't able to find anything like that this time.
Oh dear, that's funny. Okay, flip to the right.
News. Hey Siri, tell me the news.
Oh, okay. That's my iPhone talking, of course.
Here's the latest news from ABC.
Yeah, that's pretty weird, isn't
or
it?
Or if you prefer, say hey Siri, switch to the 7 network or switch to SBS instead.
Hey Siri, stop.
Try asking me.
Okay.
Home.
So hey, just Siri, keep going.
Turn on the lights. News. Hey Siri. Weather. Hey Siri. Music. Hey done.
Yeah. Gotcha. Let's just double tap on done and get out of the screen. Otherwise, we'll just end up going round and round in
playing
circles.
Playing podcast, Dirty Mail. John.
No in red emails.
Hey. Hey Siri. Stop. Goodness
Mail.
Me.
No in red.
Okay. So now we've got it all set up. Now we have to go into the home app. So let me just hold down the home button on my iPhone 8 here. Open home.
Home. Edit. Button.
And I'm going to come down rooms. Because that's where
rooms.
The...
Tab.
Locate the HomePod. So I'm going to touch towards the top of my screen.
Showroom. Dining room. Edit. Add. Scenes. Arriving home. Off. Showrooms. Button.
So I'm going to double tap on showrooms.
Show alert. Selected. Lachlan's room. Lounge room. Master bed. Owen's room. Pergola. Tour room. Gotcha.
Toy room's the one I want, because that's why I set it up gotcha. For the toy room. So I've got
heater.
Turn my finger to the right.
Gotcha. HomePod.
There's my HomePod. So I'm going to do a force touch. Oh, sorry,
HomePod.
3D touch.
Toy room,
one finger flick to the right.
Alarms button.
So I've got alarms button.
Details button.
Details button.
Details.
And that's it for the gotcha. Moment. So let me double tap on details.
Toy room HomePod. Heading.
Toy room HomePod is now the heading.
Done. Button. HomePod,
done button.
Toy room. Paused. Button.
Okay, so HomePod toy room is paused.
HomePod. Button.
HomePod button.
HomePod. Text field.
HomePod
actions
text
available.
Field. And I'm assuming I can rename it there.
Room. Toy room.
Room is toy
action,
room.
Include in favorites. Switch button. On.
Including favorites, which is
action,
on.
Favorite accessories appear in control set. Music and podcasts. Heading.
Okay, music and podcast is the heading.
Account, David at visionaustralia.org.
That's correct.
Button. Allow explicit content. Switch button. On.
Allow explicit
actions
content
available.
Is currently on. I'm going to double tap and turn it off. My boys.
Sound check. Switch button. Off.
Sound check is
actions
currently
available.
Off. I'll leave it off for the moment.
Use listening history. Switch button. On.
Use listening history. I'll leave that on.
Allow music played on this HomePod to influence your for you recommendations and appear on your profile. The playback state of podcasts will also sync across your devices. About Apple Music and podcasts and privacy. Link. Siri. Heading.
Okay, let's just go to Siri now.
Listen for Hey Siri. Switch button. On.
Hopefully she won't
Actions
react.
Actions available.
I can't control that setting she here. She did. Sorry about that.
Oh dear. So look to the right again.
Touch and hold for Siri. Switch button. On.
So touch and hold for Siri switch Actions button available. Is currently on. You can turn it off. And of course you can turn off HEY Siri too, which means you can touch and hold the top of the HomePod.
Light when using Siri. Switch button. On.
Light when using Siri. I'm going to turn that off because it's going to drive off. My family nuts at night time.
Sound when using Siri. Switch button. Off.
Ah, sound when using Siri Actions switch available. Button off. Because that's correct, because that's not responding when I do the HEY. I don't get any audio feedback. Let me turn it on.
On.
And let's try that. Hey Siri, what's the time?
It's 10:19 p.m. Good evening.
I didn't hear a sound. Hey Siri. That's better.
Sound when using Siri.
What is the time?
It's 10:19 p.m.
Language, English, Australia.
And I want to keep using English Australia.
Siri voice, Australian. Female.
So button. Siri voice is Australian female.
Siri can help you get things done just by asking. About Siri and privacy. Ling. Location services. Switch button. On.
Location services I've got Actions on available. At the moment. I can double tap to turn off.
Location services uses Bluetooth and crowdsourced Wi-Fi hotspot locations to determine your approximate location. About location services and privacy. Ling.
Hey Siri, where am I?
Sound when
you're on
Siri.
21 Yanara.
Got that right. So flick to the right again.
Accessibility button.
Accessibility. So double tap on accessibility.
Toy room home pod. Back button.
So toy room home pod.
Accessibility vision heading.
So we've got vision.
Voiceover on.
Voiceover. It's currently on.
Interaction heading.
Interaction.
Touch accommodations. Off.
And then button. That's touch accommodations.
Touch accommodations.
And that's it. So I'll just off. Do a voiceover and then button. I'll show you touch accommodations. So
accessibility.
And hopefully this will explain some gestures to us.
Voiceover. Heading. Voiceover. Switch button. On. Speaking rate. Heading. 50%. Adjustable.
Okay, now here's a bit of a Actions tip available. On this slider. If I flick up right now,
delete.
I'm going to get delete
activate,
and activate. Default. I'm going to do a two-finger rotate,
adjust value.
Counterclockwise in my case, for adjust value. So if I flick up,
60%,
70%, 80%. So now if I touch the top of the HomePod,
hi.
Okay, that's definitely the speech is faster with voiceover. So let me just flick back down
70%.
To 70. Okay, flick to the right.
Double tap timeout, 0.25s, button.
So you can adjust the timeout for double tap.
Audio ducking, switch button, on.
Okay, audio ducking Actions is available. On, so the music ducks, so you can actually hear voiceover.
Audio ducking,
and that's it.
Switch
so,
on.
You flip speaking. Back out of here.
Voiceover, heading, accessibility, back button.
And I'll show you touch accommodations.
Vision. Voiceover, interaction, touch accommodations, accessibility, touch accommodations, switch button, off. If you have trouble pressing the buttons on HomePod, adjust the following settings to change how HomePod will respond to touches.
Okay, so adjust the following settings so that HomePod will adjust itself to touches.
Hold duration, heading.
Hold duration.
Hold duration, switch button. Off.
So you can just hold duration.
The duration you must touch HomePod before a button can be activated. Ignore repeat. Heading.
Okay, ignore repeat is the heading.
Ignore repeat. Switch button. Off.
That's the toggle to turn it on and off.
The duration in which multiple touches are treated as a single touch.
Which is good.
Tap assistance. Heading.
Tap assistance is the heading.
Selected. Off.
It's currently off.
Use initial touch location.
Use initial Actions touch available. Location.
Use final touch location.
Use final touch location.
Enable tap assistance to change how HomePod responds when buttons are activated. Enable tap assistance.
And that's it. So two finger scrub to come back.
Touch accommodations.
And
off.
Two finger button. Scrub to come back out again. Touring accessibility. HomePod. Let me do a four finger tap at the bottom of the screen.
Remove accessory.
Remove accessory.
Version 11.2.5.
Oh, version 11.2. Wow.
Model.
model,
serial number,
manufacturer,
funny
that, Apple,
analytics, accessibility,
and back to accessibility button. Where we were before. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm just going to pause the recording and try and make some sense out of what you can do with VoiceOver. Okay, so I've just done a search, and of course I just typed in VoiceOver gestures for HomePod, and of course it came up with an Apple support article, which is fantastic. So now I've got it on the screen, and the top bit told me that if you've got VoiceOver already on your iPhone, it ought to be turned on automatically on the HomePod. Otherwise, you can go into the accessibility settings of the HomePod within the Home app and turn VoiceOver on there, of course, as well, that we just covered in the previous section of the demo. So now we've got the gestures in this article. So I can tap or drag my finger.
Play.
One finger double tap, activate a control if it's selected, or play pause if no control is selected. So that's correct. So if I double tap.
Where a serial play predator button, named and, John Meehan.
Oh, God. I've got no idea what that's playing. Okay, so let me just read the next one on the screen here with Safari. So double tap and hold to activate Siri. So
play
button, tap my finger off, double tap and hold. So tap and then hold my finger down. Hello, Siri.
Hello, it's Siri. I was wondering if after all these years, you'd like to meet. Actually, that might be a little tricky.
Triple tap skips the song that's currently playing. Quadruple tap, get back to the previous song. That's it for the main gestures. And the next section, the support article, which I will actually put a link to in the show notes, has about adjusting the speech rate of VoiceOver, the double tap timeout function, and audio ducking. And then a heading that says learn more. HomePod also offers touch accommodations. And publish date was February 8th. Very cool, 2018. Now that was interesting. I just had to pause the recording because I turned airplane mode on and Siri still kept activating on my iPhone. I don't quite understand it. So I've actually now turned my iPhone off. All right. Let's get back to the HomePod, and I just want to try and turn the volume down on the HomePod. So, hey Siri, decrease volume.
I've turned it down.
Hey Siri, play Fields of Gold by Alana Conway.
Okay, playing Fields of Gold by Alana Conway.
Hey Siri, turn down volume. Don't know if it worked or not. Hey Siri, turn down volume. Yep, that worked. All right, now if I touch the screen while that's playing, I'll touch the touch screen at the top, the touch surface. So on the left-hand side, so the pause is sort of in the middle. So if I touch, so I drag my finger to the left, I hit decrease volume on the left-hand side, and increase volume on the right-hand side. If I touch my finger, it says increase volume on the right-hand side. Double tap. Yep, that's getting louder. So I touch my finger on the left-hand side. Double tap. The pause button because that's playing. All right, now let's do a one finger triple tap and turn it up. Touch on increase volume, double tap on it. Yep, okay, so I see what's happening. All right, so remember, I said you've got playing, a pause in the middle, you've got increased volume on the right-hand side, decreased volume on the left-hand side. So you can double tap on either of those. If you triple tap on either of those buttons, though, it's not going to do anything except increase the volume because it thinks you're tapping to turn the volume up and down. So if you want to go to the next track again,
decrease volume. Pause.
Find the pause button. And now I can do one finger triple tap. One, two, three. Yep, and we're going to the next song. Beautiful. That makes a lot more sense now. It's really funny doing this recording because I just want to sit here and listen to this music. All right, so let's try a one finger quad tap. So let's make sure we're on the play button.
Increase volume. Decrease volume. Pause.
Okay, and one finger four times. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Yep, beautiful. That's definitely going back track by track. Lovely. Okay, so let me just stop that for the moment. I'm just going to use my words to say it this time. Hey Siri, stop. Lovely. So when it's paused like that, if I touch the surface, the whole surface is play. All right. So if I double tap on it, started the music playing again. If I double tap again anywhere, it's paused. If I start it playing, touch the left-hand side,
decrease volume,
drag my finger across,
pause,
to middle, which is pause, turn my finger across again,
increase volume.
I've got increased volume, and of course as it's selected, each one, if I double tap on the decrease and increase volume on the left and right-hand side, I can increase and decrase the volume, and of course double tap and, double tap on the pause button, and of course if I touch the middle,
increase volume, pause.
So pause is selected with the focus, and now one finger double tap and hold. Hello, Siri.
Hello there.
And talk to Siri. Excellent voiceover. Apple's done such a great job on doing this interface. Hey, Siri, stop. Let's just do a few little Siri commands. So let me just see if I can send a message. Hey Siri. Send a message.
To whom should I send your message?
043734.
Before I can help with personal requests, the iOS device associated with this HomePod needs to be on the same Wi-Fi network.
Ah. Right, because I just turned my iPhone off. Right, so let me just turn my iPhone back on again, because it's going to use my iPhone to send a message. So I've got my iPhone turned
mail
back on. All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm actually, rather than risking HEY Siri activating on my iPhone again, I'm just going to touch my HomePod screen, and I'm going to do one finger double tap and hold to activate Siri. Send a message.
To whom should I send your message?
David Woodbridge.
What do you want to say?
Testing sending a message via the HomePod.
Your message to David Woodbridge says, testing sending a message via the HomePod. Ready to send it?
Send.
Okay, I'll send it.
Okay. Oh, messages. There we go.
Now, David. Testing sending a message via the HomePod.
Okay, that worked. Let me see if I can make a phone call. Let me just touch the top of the HomePod. Hi. Double tap and hold.
Hi.
Call audio mail.
I wish I could, but I can't help you make calls on HomePod.
Oh, okay. I thought you could make calls on HomePod via your iPhone. Let's try a timer. Hey, Siri. Ah, oh, blasted it again.
Page 2
of... All right, all right. Touch and hold on the HomePod.
Hi.
Set a timer for 20 seconds.
20 seconds and counting.
And I should be able to say or touch and hold.
Hi.
Check timer.
It's running at 11 seconds.
Beautiful. And let's see what the timer sounds like. Ooh, okay.
Timer.
That was me touching the top of the HomePod. Double tap. All right, so now that my phone's back on, let's do some of that HomeKit stuff. So let me double tap and hold.
Hi.
Turn on heater.
All set.
Yep, and just came on very quickly actually, because I'm in the same room as it. That's good.
Hi.
So double tap and hold on play. Hi. Turn off heater.
Got it.
Beautiful, that's the switch for the heater in the toy room. Now, I'm not going to fiddle with the lights in the lounge room and the boys' rooms, otherwise it's going to wake them up because it's getting a bit late at night. So let me see if I can check the temperature in the lounge room.
Play.
What is the temperature in the lounge room?
The lounge room temperature in your David's home is at 24 degrees Celsius.
Beautiful. All right, that play button again, and double tap and hold, and I'll check the pergola temperature. What is the temperature in the pergola? This one always takes a while.
The pergola temperature in your David's home is at 24 degrees Celsius.
Okay, and let's check the humidity outside.
Play.
Double tap and hold and play. What is the humidity in the pergola?
Just a sec. The outside humidity is at 87%.
Yeah, I thought it might be. What's it inside?
Play.
What is the humidity in the lounge room? It's my phone.
The humidity is at 42%.
Okay, so that's pretty good inside. All right, so that's good. I know my switch works for my heater in here, which I absolutely do not need in summer in Australia. And I know my lights in the lounge room and the boys' rooms will work. And I've just checked my weather devices in the house and outside, and they're working quite nicely as well. So HomeKit's going to be really good, where if I haven't got my iPhone with me, it's in the house somewhere, I can just say HEY Siri, and it will activate the HomeKit enabled devices that I've got connected through the HomePod.
Play.
Play the latest episode of Mac Break Weekly.
No problem. Here's the newest episode of Mac Break Weekly.
MP3,
MBW596. The pod comes home.
It's time for Mac Break Weekly. Andy Anatko's here. Renee Ritchie's here. We got a great big show for you. Renee's had the HomePod for a week, his unreview, and all the details you'd want to know about the HomePod coming up, plus a look at Apple's amazing Q1 2017? Anyway, its last quarterly results are pretty...
So I just drawing a finger, double tap on it. Now, by the way, let me just double tap and pause. Let me just double tap and hold. Tap my finger off. Now,
dismiss Siri.
I've also got a button on the screen that I can actually dismiss Siri if I could actually stop talking while she was doing it. There's a button on there that you can actually dismiss Siri while she's operational, if you like. Now, when we were playing that music earlier on by Alana Conway with Fields of Gold, I didn't actually also say that, of course, you can use your normal Siri commands to find out what the music is that's playing. So if I do a one-finger double tap and hold... Play Fields of Gold by Alana Conway.
Okay, playing Fields of Gold by Alana Conway.
Okay, and...
Decrease volume. Increase volume.
Find the
pause
button, double tap and hold.
Pause.
What is the name of this song?
This is Fields of Gold by Alana Conway.
Yeah. Okay, let me just go to the next track.
Decrease volume.
So... Find the pause.
Pause.
And one, two, three. Okay, let me just touch the...
Decrease volume.
Turn down a little bit. Oh, too much. Right-hand side, increase volume. Okay, now pause.
Pause.
Double tap and hold. What is the name of this track?
This is Called It Last by Alana Conway.
There we go. Stop. Okay, so before I finish, and of course I want to use my HomePod as an AirPlay speaker. So let me just ask Siri here. Open Audible. I'm just using my HomePod. I was just using my home button on my iPhone to open up Audible. So let me touch towards the top of the screen.
Close. Gotcha.
AirPlay. And I went to the top of the screen. I flicked off close to AirPlay. Double tap on AirPlay.
In enemy hands.
And
iPhone. Selected. iPhone. Speaker. Volume. Tour room. AQ4. Tour room. 2. HomePod.
Toy Actions Room available. 2 HomePod. Oh, why is it called Toy Room 2 HomePod? Anyway, double tap on that.
In enemy hands, chapter 12 of the play button.
And double tap on play.
Pause. Toy Room.
I'm just using my iPhone to turn it up.
Even more surprisingly, he'd also allowed to take the monumental structural changes of his homeworld in stride, which was something no one who'd known him before those who joined the Alliance would ever have predicted.
Okay, now if I touch the top of the HomePod, I've got decreased volume, pause. Yep, same thing. So decrease, pause, and increase volume. So decrease on the left, pause in the middle, and increase on the right. So, just find the pause button, double tap and hold. What is the name of this track?
You're listening to In Enemy Hands by Chapter 12 of 32 David Weber.
Beautiful. And of course, using AirPlay over Bluetooth is great because I can still use my iPhone while that audio book is playing on, in this case, my HomePod AirPlay speaker, which is lovely. And if I do a two-finger double tap, of course, on my iPhone. It says doing it twice, and that took a bit of while to respond. You can stop, of course, the audio playing, and two-finger double tap on my iPhone. Start it playing. Two-finger double tap again. And stop it.
Chapter in enemy to a room to
iPhone. I'm going to take it back to iPhone.
Volume 69% adjustable.
Okay, let me touch the play button.
Media control tap to play. Pause.
So expecting his yep, to and I'm back to my iPhone. Lovely. So AirPlay works very nicely. And of course, if you wanted to use other things such as Spotify and other services, you could also AirPlay that to the HomePod. So, as always, thanks for listening and bye for now. And I'm going back to my music.
Hi.
Play Fields of Gold by Alana Conway.
Playing Fields of Gold by Alana Conway.
Mail. Two in red emails.
Quiet iPhone. Okay, and I'm off. See you again.